I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, there are changes in place now when it comes to taking and possessing amphibians and reptiles in West Virginia. Coming up, we will talk about those changes and the crackdown aimed at protecting the future of turtles, snakes, and other such critters in West Virginia. There are changes in the 2021 Game and Fish Regulations regarding the possession and taking of amphibians and reptiles. Kevin Oxenrider follows those things with the DNR and says they were forced to make changes because poaching has become significant.
We have poaching issues take place every year. I mean, we've had, even just a couple weeks ago, individuals may have seen that we had to go and confiscate snakes from out in the Eastern Panhandle, from individuals that were taking animals out of the wild and letting them breed in captivity and then selling them. This has been an ongoing issue, and it's going to continue to be one, but this is the best way that we can start really trying to combat it is by closing loopholes that we had in the current regulation and allowing us to better work with our bordering states as well to match some of their regulations too.
Now, it's almost a tradition in West Virginia for kids to have a box turtle as a pet, but under these regs, that's no longer allowed. And Kevin says that's not really the issue, but it is an opportunity to educate.
This has been a global issue where people are just taking these animals out of the wild at, unsustainable levels. And it's not targeting the kids that want to have a box turtle, but at the same time, we really want to try and instill that understanding that it's nicer to look at them and enjoy them while they're in the wild.
If you already have a pet, which was legally taken before these regulations changed, the DNR is working on documentation that allows you to keep it.
We are requesting photographs of those animals, asking for things such as, what is the sex of that animal so that we know if it's a male or female. So if you now have a box turtle that's a female that initially was a male, we have ways of being able to tell whether or not that animal is legal.
And he says it's almost a blanket regulation disallowing the taking of most amphibians and reptiles.
Pretty much the majority of our native reptiles and amphibians have now, they are at a no possession limit or no take limit. So the only species that we currently have in the regulation that would be allowed to be taken or possessed would be snapping turtles, eastern spiny softshell turtles, American bullfrogs, and green frogs. These animals are all, pursued by West Virginians for consumptive purposes. People collect them and eat them. We also have a list of several salamander species that are all aquatic salamanders that people can still collect for use as fishing bait.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.